Hello?
Okay, I'm here. I told you it was going to end up kicking us off. I was trying to see because I know not too long ago, there was like a ceremony. It was a promotion that he had, but I don't even see what the promotion was. Darn, that's such a bummer. But I know he's pretty high up there. I mean, he's been in Tokyo. I mean, he's been everywhere, like in the Philippines, just all over the place. I mean, I love watching where he travels, but he spends a lot of time away. He lives in San Diego, though.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I lived in San Diego, too. We are talking about, do we talk about Black Beach?
Or yes, that another you were telling me about that. Yeah.
Yeah. But you know what? The military is a different type of breed from these yahoos, you know, that would no more pick up a gun, no more pick up a gun to defend a piece of bubble gum, much less their fellow citizens or anything like that. And it's so sad that they need to be slapped around and woke up. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, I get it. I totally get it. You know, my cousin, he even participates in those Spartan races, you know? He's older than me. He's like in his 60s too. And I'm going to tell you, like, he is like, I mean, he is cut up. Like, he really takes good care of himself. Really good care of himself.
Yeah.
I mean, looking back at all his pictures and just like, wow, just like everywhere that he goes, you know? I know it's a pretty high ranking because.
Yeah. Well, that's neat. I wasn't, but that's neat though. And you know what? You know what? Even when I was a military brat, me and my girlfriends and my other friends, we used to sneak where the military has parties, and believe it or not, they got their kids party. But we used to go down a cliff, and this is in San Diego. I lived in Murphy Canyon. I don't know if you heard of it, but anyway, then we had to climb a fence, and then we'd fit in with all the people, and we'd be getting drunk as hell. And we did that all the time, and then the last time we got caught, and they tried to get us to come down the cliff, and man, you used to get sick climbing up that cliff. I don't know if you know what San Diego's like, but anyway, we got up to the top, and they met us up there. The only one car met us up there, and since we was military brats, they just sent us on home, you know. But we had fun when we was kids, and you know, I'm looking back now. Even my girlfriend then, she went to my graduation and my boot camp, and I remember her football, and she had pretty legs, and you know, and she was just sweet. Her name was Teresa from Rhode Island.
Oh.
Yeah, but anyway, you know how we reminisce now.
Yeah.
Now stuff.
I hear ya. So, did that email come through?
Okay, let me see. I gotta go back to the. I'm getting there.
It's okay, no worries.
Okay, and some reason. Okay, here I am. And right now it says local splash support 213. So this just came. It says initial invoice.
Yes, that's the one. So when you open it up, Keith, it goes on to say, and I'm going to read it to you, okay? It goes on to say, hello, Keith. Thank you for choosing local splash. A copy of your invoice is located below this email. Then the next sentence below says, please note this will be a recurring charge based upon the terms below. And then the next sentence says, please click here to accept your subscription terms.
Okay, so you want me to go ahead and push on that?
Click on where it says click here.
Okay. I just now flipped on that thing. But okay, so right now I see images in this message are hidden. And then down here at the bottom it says, thank you for choosing local splash, and then I'm just going to re-click.
Keep reading. Uh-huh.
Your invoice, you know what it says, and then at the bottom it says, thank you, and then it says reply.
Yes, so you're going to click on where it says, please click here. You clicked on that to accept your subscription terms?
Okay, well.
Let me read it to you. I'm going to read it to you. Go back to it, and I'm going to read it to you.
Okay.
So it says, "Hello, Keith W. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below this email. If you're having trouble viewing the image, please make sure to click View Images located near the top of this email. Please note that this will be a recurring charge based upon the terms identified below. Please click here to accept your subscription terms."
Okay. And it, okay.
Now, you click on where it says click here. You're going to click on that.
Okay. Well, hang on. I'm looking now. What I see is access your dashboard in red.
Okay. Hold on. Give me one second here, hon. Oh, and by the way, while we were on the phone, my manager chatted me. She moved your billing date to be on the 1st. Okay. So I was able to get that taken care of for you, which I'm so glad. So moving forward, your billing date is the 1st, okay, of each month. All right. Let me go here . Okay. So you went too far. You clicked on the wrong one.
Okay. Well, now that I'm going back, it says it didn't change anything, but it just went back to the top. It says Local Splash, and then underneath that, it's got like a headliner, and...
What does it say on the headliner?
I might have to find my Magnapunk glasses, but it's got the address. Underneath that Local Splash, it's got the address, and it says, California.
So are you on that email I sent you? Can you go back to your emails?
Okay, I'll go back to,
Go back to the very beginning.
Okay.
Of the emails.
On this email here, which is the latest one, is the one I was just telling you. It says Local Splash Support 2, then Local Splash Invoice.
I want you to read. Open up that email that says Invoice.
Well, okay, that's what I did, and
okay.
I'm here.
It's okay, honey. So we're going to go through this, you and I. So what this invoice says, and I'm reading it to you, and I want you to follow along as I'm reading it to you, because I think that's where you probably missed the spot where you had to click.
I don't see an invoice anywhere. I don't see anything.
I'm going to read it to you, and then you'll see it in just a second.
Okay.
So, are you on the part that says, if I read this to you, tell me if you see it in the email that you're in right now. Hello, Keith W. Thank you for choosing Local Splash.
Well, it was there, but now I'm down to where this is the only thing it says where I'm at. It says Local Splash Initial Invoice Inbox. And then it says Local Splash Support. 148, and it says, "Hello, Keith. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice." Yeah, maybe I push on that.
You're on the right one. So your invoice is located below this email, right? You're reading that.
I don't know.
Okay, honey. It's okay. Don't worry. If we need to, I can have the technician walk you through it, because you're on the right email, but there's a sentence there that says, please click here to accept the subscription terms.
Yeah, well, this doesn't say anything like that. I'm a pretty fast reader.
Huh. Well, because you were reading part of the invoice that I need you to be on. And you don't see that there?
I'll push the back button right here and see what it does.
Okay.
What it does is go back to the original inboxes, and it says all inboxes, so it's everything that's coming
in. Okay, so you're on
and
all inboxes.
When I push on that, it just goes back to where I was at, and it don't have any invoice here.
Okay. What was the very last email that you received from me?
All right, let me go back. The very last one, is the one I just said. It was at 2:13, and it says local splash support to local splash initial invoice. And then it says, hello, Keith, W, thank you for choosing, you know, and then it's got the abbreviation for local splash.
Uh-huh. Keep reading.
So well, that's as far as it goes. And then I'm going to go ahead and push on it, you know, and
to
it goes
it.
To where I'm at. And it says, it just says at the very top, it says local splash initial invoice inbox. And then it says local splash support, you know, 148. Then it says, hello, Keith W. Thank you for choosing local splash. Your invoice is located below this email. And then below that, it says local splash support to me. And I guess that's for getting back to you. And then it says, images in this message are hidden. This message might be suspicious or spam. And then it says, show images. And then it's got report spam next to it. And that's really all it's got for this. It's all it's in front of
me. Okay. I'm going to send it again. I don't want
okay.
you clicking on anything. I'm going to send it again. When this email comes
okay.
in, I need you to just click on it to open it. That's all I need you to do.
Okay.
Because I feel
all
like
right.
you're reading all the emails that are there, but you're not opening the actual email. So we're going to start from the beginning, okay?
All right.
So give it a couple of seconds.
Okay. Well, you want me to push it back on my email page?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Please.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Now it's on all inboxes.
Okay. So there's going to be an inbox. Okay. It's going to be in the inbox.
Okay.
And it should come through because it shows on my end that it was sent again successfully. Because I feel like you're reading off all the different emails that are there and you're not actually opening up the email. So we'll figure it out.
Okay.
And I would click on where it says inbox, click on that.
Okay. Now this one says 228, so that's right now.
Yep.
Oh. But the thing is it goes back to the same thing that I was with the other one. It don't say anything about.
So when you
know,
open
it. Okay. Let me see what this I think I must It says, I'm down back where it says access your dashboard, but I can't actually see
okay.
it. I got to feel
no,
it.
No,
I'm
no, no. No, it's okay. You're going too far down is what's happening. I don't need you to access your dashboard. I need you to look up further up. There should be something that tells you, please click here to accept your subscription terms.
All right, well... Okay, now this is what I'm going to, okay, now you said you want me to push on the actual email,
where
which, you know, that's what I've been doing.
Yeah.
That's what I've been
okay.
doing. I'm going to do it again. All right, here we go. Now, on the very top, it says local splash initial invoice inbox. And then it says local splash support. Hello. This is, it says the exact same thing that
okay.
I told you a minute ago.
Okay. So I'll
have
the
no
technician,
entry.
Yeah, I'm going to have the technician then take a look at it because
okay.
it's showing me on my end that it's sending it. I don't know if you're, are you looking at all of this from your phone or from your desktop?
No, let me go back to the, let me go back over here and see what, okay, I'm going to the primary. Okay. The primary now just says local splash support. 3, that's different from 2. And then it says local splash initial invoice. So I'm going to push on that.
Okay.
it goes back to the very same thing that I just went
okay.
to you a few
okay.
minutes ago.
It's okay. I'm going to have the technician. I'm just going to put having trouble opening it. So that way they can kind of walk you through it. It's okay. I just wanted to kind of walk you through something. But, I mean, if you're having difficulties on your end, I don't know if you're trying to do all of this from your phone or from an actual computer.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm on my phone, man. But what you have to understand is for some reason when Bank of America sends me text and tells me it's supposed to be sending me a number, it doesn't send me a number. Okay, it just says, am I calling?
I see what you're saying.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then sometimes my emails are even screwed up somehow. I don't know. But
okay, don't worry.
I don't know. I told you I'm not telephone.
It's okay, honey. That's okay. I don't want you getting stressed out about it. It's fine. You're good. Okay? So listen, Keith, today, remember, we're going to call you between 4 and 5 o'clock your time. It's going to be from an 877 number. So I just need you to make sure that you're answering all the calls within that hour. Now, here's what's going to happen. I'm also going to send you a text message reminder that your appointment's going to be in the next hour, just in case if you forget. Okay, so I send out that friendly reminder to you. Okay, I'm going to do my best to make sure that I'm available to introduce you to the technician, so that I'll be the one calling you to say, hi, Keith, it's Nadine. I have your tech on the phone. Okay, so I'm going to make myself available to do that with you. Okay?
That sounds good.
And I'm going to put on here, you're not too computer savvy, so to be patient. We have an excellent team. They're super helpful.
Well, that's good.
Okay?
Because I'm really not at all. In fact, Nadine, I got involved with a business that was on Shark Tank, and it was just the beginning, and it's all I lost, but I lost $7,000. Because I don't know how to use the computer, and it said no experience, but they're supposing that everybody, I went to college, I don't have a degree, but I never flunked any courses, but we didn't have computers. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So. I'm fortunate that I was able to make good money, you know, because I don't know nothing about computers.
That's okay. You mentioned you have a girlfriend. Does she ever come by to, like, kind of help you with anything?
Well, yeah, I really don't ask her to help me with that much, but I suppose I'm going to start.
Well, I'm just saying, I think it's nice to have her involved. I mean, I'm just saying. But yeah, no worries. I mean, we're going to help you. Like, we're going to do all the work. We're going to ask very minimal from you, but we'll help you get through this. Okay, hon? I would like to be the first to congratulate you and welcome you to our local Splash family. I'm so excited for you, Keith. Really excited. And thank you again for your service. It is so greatly appreciated.
Thank you.
All right, my dear. So we'll talk to you in a little bit, okay? So just make sure to answer your calls, all right?
Oh, I'm looking forward to it. And look, I know I sound overly bored excited. I'm glad that you're excited that you may have made a sale or that you got another client, what have you. I'm so glad.
I'm excited that we're able to help you
really
and being
am.
A veteran. That excites me.
Well, I thought I was going to have to start doing all this on my own. I thought, okay, I'm going to have to do me another website. And you guys are doing everything for me. Shoot.
Yeah,
so,
see?
And I'm going to be making money pretty, you know, and then I don't even care about it. I know I'm going to make money. You know what I mean?
I hear you. I hear you.
And
well,
it's been such a pleasure to work with you, huh?
It's been such a pleasure for me, Keith. All right. So listen, we're going to talk to you in a few hours, so just make sure to answer your call, okay?
All right. I'll be going with the program, and now this is a part of my life.
Yes.
This is part of my life.
All right. We'll talk to you in a bit.
All right. Bye-bye.